This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Three white U.S. men were convicted of murder on Wednesday for chasing and shooting a black man named Ahmaud Arbery as he ran in their neighborhood, with a jury rejecting a self-defense claim in a trial that once again probed America's divisive issues of race and guns. The verdict was delivered by the jury, consisting of one black man and 11 white men and women, about after a two-week trial in the U.S. state of Georgia that hinged on whether the defendants had a right to confront an unarmed 25-year-old jogger last year on a hunch he was fleeing from a crime. Gregory McMichael, 65, his son Travis McMichael, 35, and their neighbor William Bryan, 52, were charged with murder, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, and criminal intent to commit a felony. They face a minimum sentence of life in prison with the possibility of parole. Jurors reached their verdict on the second day of deliberations. At least 31 people died on Wednesday after their dinghy capsized while crossing the channel from France to Britain, the worst disaster on record involving migrants in the waters separating the countries. The channel is one of the world's busiest shipping lanes, and currents are strong. Overloaded dinghies often barely stay afloat and are at the mercy of waves as they try to reach British shores. More migrants left France's northern shores than usual to take advantage of calm sea conditions on Wednesday, according to fishermen, although the water was bitterly cold. While French police have prevented more crossings than in previous years, they have only partially stemmed the flow of migrants wanting to reach Britain, one of many sources of tensions between Paris and London. Some rights groups said that tighter monitoring was pushing migrants to take greater risks as they seek a better life in the West. This is VOA News. German Social Democrat Olaf Scholz said on Wednesday he had reached a coalition deal to form a new government that will try to modernize Europe's largest economy and bring the curtain down on the Angela Merkel era. Scholz's center-left Democrats, the Ecologist Greens, and the Libertarian Free Democrats have an alliance with a majority in the lower house of parliament and hopes the government will be sworn in early next month after the parties ratify the coalition pact. The first alliance at a federal level between ideologically different parties will end 16 years of Merkel-led conservative government, marking a new era for relations with Europe and the rest of the world. Merkel leaves big shoes to fill. Scholz's incoming government faces immediate challenges, with Europe grappling with the fallout from Brexit, a crisis on the European Union's border with Belarus, and surging COVID-19 cases. The World Health Organization said on Wednesday, as children and adolescents are at lower risk of severe COVID-19 disease, countries should prioritize adults and sharing vaccine doses with the COVAX program to bring supplies to poorer countries. The WHO's interim guidance was issued as more regulatory agencies authorize certain vaccines for use in children, including the United States, China, European Union, India, and Israel, and most recently Canada last week. It said, quote, as children and adolescents tend to have milder disease compared to adults, unless they are in a group at higher risk of severe COVID-19, it is less urgent to vaccinate them than older people, those with chronic health conditions, and health workers. The WHO says maintaining education for all school-aged children should be an important priority during the pandemic, and transmission mitigation measures might be needed in schools. And Russia staged military drills in the Black Sea south of Ukraine on Wednesday and said it needed to sharpen the combat readiness of its conventional and nuclear forces because of heightened NATO activity near its borders. Ukraine, which with its ally, the United States, has said it believes Russia may be preparing an invasion, staged exercises of its own near the border with Belarus. The increase of military activity on both sides follows weeks of rising tension that have raised the risk of war between the two neighbors, even though Russia denies aggressive intent, while Western sources say they do not see any invasion as imminent. The United States and NATO have signaled their backing for Ukraine in ways that Moscow considers provocative, including through warship maneuvers this month in the Black Sea and a delivery of U.S. patrol boats to the Ukrainian Navy. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.